We, one way or the other, seem to follow whatever their domestic lean fresh meat price is, and that's been under severe amount of pressure. In recent years, the last 2.5 years, the American market for that sort of product has been the best market for Australian lean grass-fed trimmings by a long, long way. Now that has changed, and with what the US level is, we're essentially back to whatever the overall world market for that item is. And, you know, other markets are now coming back into play, but in the end, they're not our high-volume lean trimming markets, and we're a little bit beholden to what the US market is on those items.
And when you say the lean trimming market, that's the sort of meat that gets ground up into hamburgers, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So in simple terms, our lean 90% beef, 10% fat meat goes into the US, and it is blended with America's fatter trimmings from their grain-fed trade.
What about the loin cuts, the higher value cuts? What are you seeing there in America?
Listen, overall, all items in the domestic market in the US have come back on the back of higher supply. The loin cut market is not traditionally a large market for Australian trimmings. It's not unimportant, but it's not a large one. We probably tend to find more of the better end loin items do stay at home or probably do go to Asian markets.
So what overall do you see this meaning for Australian beef producers in the new year?
From my side of things, we'll continue to see that US market under pressure, and that will probably mean that processors will be trying to buy their livestock at a lower price.
America has been the biggest market by volume, but we do have a much more diversified, I guess, range of countries that we now sell into than compared to, say, about 10 years ago. Is this helping buffer us against this drop in prices in America?
You're correct. If we didn't have those other markets, and listen, our access is probably no different to 10 years ago, but if we didn't have those other markets, we would be under even more severe pressure. There's no doubt about that. And that is a great benefit to our industry, having access to almost all markets around the world.
How much of a role is the Australian dollar playing in this?
It's extremely helpful at the moment. If we're under the same market conditions in a 90-cent dollar, we would be under even more pressure as far as pricing goes at the moment. It is very important that our dollar remains around the 70-cent mark for the export industry. As much as the exchange rate's good for us as exporters, the point of it is that the US dollar is very strong, and that's affecting what they can export. So where they were very strong into Japan's and Korea's and a few other markets around the world, a lot more of that of their meat is less affordable, and it's staying at home. So there's extra meat staying at home in America because their dollar is strong.
That's interesting. So maybe Japan might reclaim its title as our biggest export next year.
Listen, you wouldn't bet against it. Potentially that could happen, yes.
Are you surprised at how fast this American market has dropped off?
Listen, we probably thought that having Australia hit its quota for 2015 into America for the first time in a dozen years, and the prediction around that was that we were probably going to see a lower market for December and January arriving meat, just because there would be an excess of it, and New Zealand continued to supply the market quite strongly. So it coming off this far and this quickly probably has been a bit of a surprise, but the prediction was that it was going to happen, and we're probably stuck with it for another, you know, I would say into February, we'll probably continue to see these levels struggle.